And I mean, I've personally been CITP for about 7 years, I think. And in that time, you know, nobody has asked me to see the certificate or to see that status, you know, so applying for a job, no one's actually asked for it. So, but are you saying that central government and contractors to government, like, I mean, you mentioned Capgemini, I mean, are they starting to explore this as something favourable?
Yeah, and is this the goal? Of course it is. Is it happening right now? No. But this is absolutely the goal. But if you look at what we're doing with group membership schemes, with what IBM have done with their internal certification scheme, which is aligned to chartered status, these are all really good progressive things that we're doing that are going to have an impact. Of course, the reason I'm concentrating so much time and effort and resource on government is that they can really change the landscape very quickly. Elsewhere, it's more of an altruistic argument that we should be embedding these behaviours. Of course we should, but it's unless you give someone in an organisation, you know, there's both a carrot and a stick. So you've got to force people to do these things as well in a very difficult and busy time frame. So we're looking to provide wherever we can both the carrot and the stick.
Okay, and I mean, you're the BCS CITP applies in the UK and the Commonwealth. Then what?
Well, it's chartered status is a word. Chartered is a word that's well known in those environments. It's less well known and understood in other places around the world. That doesn't mean that we don't have ambitions to take it globally. The route for that is probably through major organisations who use it. So the IBMs, Capgeminis of this world, it's up to them to take it out and use it. And you know, Accenture are just about to sign up for their big CITP processing agreement. So you can see these companies actually being the real drivers of the take up because they use it. And just we hit the big companies, of course we do, because again the volume is there. But actually SMEs follow. They want to say, yeah, we're just as good as the big boys, and we'll demonstrate that by the number of people we have chartered, the number of people that we have who are qualified and members. So you can see that's the strategy.
Right. So the existing BCS CITP, I mean, that is already there and defined as a standard, that could even be rolled into a place like Brazil via companies like Accenture and IBM.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it becomes embedded in that market because companies are going to demand it. You know, the Indian market didn't buy into CMMI corporately because they thought it was a great idea. They bought into it because their clients and customers demanded it of them. So it's, you know, that's the sort of take up.